idea that the Iraq war was a mistake. And I think that is a step forward, particularly for our side, to have anybody say that.
A vote on whether to confirm the current CIA chief to be the top diplomat is expected later this week. That's the sound earlier this hour as the French president and his wife arrived at the White House. President Trump and the visiting leader will hold meetings today, the White House hosting a state dinner tonight. And this is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alaroots. It doesn't take much for grocery store shelves to go from fully stocked to completely bare. Please don't wait for an emergency to happen to become a victim of chaos and a government that cannot provide. Make sure you have an adequate food storage supply and use My Patriot Supply. These are great folks I've started working with. They've helped me plan for an emergency. I'm here to tell you it doesn't have to be difficult. In fact, with this first step, you can make any crisis seem like an inconvenience. Get each person in your household a two-week emergency food kit from My Patriot Supply. They're only $67. That's it. $67 for 2 weeks of food that lasts up to 25 years. Call now, 888-524-6540, or use the special website, preparewithwayne.com. Preparewithwayne.com. Do it today and prepare so you can feed your family when a crisis strikes. 888-524-6540. 888-524-6540 or preparewithwayne.com.
We told you moments ago a Senate panel has advanced the nomination of Mike Pompeo to be Secretary of State. Another Senate panel is pushing back a confirmation hearing for the president's nominee as Secretary of Veterans Affairs. Reports are lawmakers remain uneasy about Ronny Jackson's lack of management experience, and there may be new concerns about his time leading the White House medical office. A deadly vehicle attack north of the border as a van mows down dozens of pedestrians on a sunny sidewalk in Toronto, Canada, Monday afternoon.
We have 10 people that have succumbed to their injuries, and we have 15 that are in various hospitals across the city.
That's Police Chief Mark Saunders, who identifies the suspect as 25-year-old Alec Manassian of Richmond Hill, a town just north of Toronto. Saunders and Canadian government officials say terrorism is not suspected, but rather mental illness is. Manassian's to make his first court appearance later today. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
A big shakeup at United Airlines. CEO Oscar Munoz is cutting his pay for 2017 by more than 50%, and the chairman of United's parent company is stepping aside. Munoz telling the airline's employees yesterday he suggested the company's compensation not pay him a bonus for last year. NASA has a new administrator in former Congressman Jim Bridenstine, who was sworn in by Vice President Mike Pence yesterday afternoon at NASA's Washington headquarters.
We lead, we discover, we pioneer, and we inspire. I look forward to our journey together.
Bridenstine, a former Navy pilot, he squeezed through the confirmation process on a 50-49 party line Senate vote last week, 7 months after he was nominated. Arizona Senator John McCain's wife says the 81-year-old Republican is out of a hospital. Cindy McCain tweeting yesterday that they are both back home in the mountains north of Phoenix. The six-term senator was recovering from surgery for an intestinal infection that is, at the Mayo Clinic. McCain had been in Arizona since December while being treated for brain cancer. And the Washington Caps are into the second round of the Stanley Cup playoffs, while the Boston Bruins and Toronto Maple Leafs are headed to a deciding Game 7. You can find us online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Hey, Pat, did you know between the two of us, we know how to screw in a light bulb?
Come on, Steve. We can do better than that. Well, at least I can. Tell you what, you sit there and look pretty, and I'll fix it.
Listen to you, big guy. Better yet, let's get everyone to listen to Home Sweet Home with me, Steve Bailey, Inspector with Brass Tack Home Inspections.
and I'm Pat Gregory, handyman extraordinaire with Taskman Home Improvements, every Friday at 11 a.m. Or you can go to our archives and get access to over 50 podcasts. We cover the basement to the attic and everything in between.
You can even call us at 908-237-0410 during our radio program about our home improvement projects. Remember, Home Sweet Home, every Friday at 11 on Huntington Chamber Radio.
From the basement to the attic, you're listening to Steve and Patrick. Home sweet home.
I love that. All right, it's time for Huntington Chamber Radio weather. It's 10:06, 60 degrees right now in Flemington, partly cloudy skies. No rain in the forecast. It is April 24th, 2018. A mix of clouds and sun during the morning will give way to cloudy skies this afternoon, a high of 64, winds southeast at 10 to 15 miles an hour. Rain and a low of 49, winds east at 10 to 15 miles an hour, and a chance of rain 100% tonight. And rainfall could be a half an inch. Cloudy with rain ending in the afternoon tomorrow, 63, winds 5 to 10 miles an hour, chance of rain 90%. On Thursday the 26th, mix of clouds and sun early, then becoming cloudy later in the day, 64. Cloudy and occasional rain showers, 66 on Friday. Sunshine and clouds mixed, 66 on Saturday. Mainly sunny, 58 on Sunday. Sunny skies, 67 on Monday. Temperatures in the area, it's 60 in Raritan, 57 in Kingwood, 57 in Stockton, 56 in West Portal. It is 56 in Washington Township, 56 in Asbury, 57 in Phillipsburg, and 56 in Reddington. Stay tuned for Tech Today on HuntingChamber.com right after this message.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Huntington Chamber Radio, WHCR, DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@huntington-chamber.org.
Day and welcome to Tech Today on HuntingChamberRadio.com. I'm your host, Chris Bianco. I am the principal of Blue Panther Business Partners. Blue Panther Business Partners offers practical advice, hands-on assistance to the business owner who never seems to have time to improve his or her business. We do that by accomplishing your wish list. The mission of Tech Today is to demystify technologies that our consumers, whether they be seeking solutions for personal or business use, can be better informed when making purchasing decisions or hiring individuals to carry out technology decisions. Each week, I will focus on topics about technology. Segments could include news, latest apps, buying advice for hardware and software, and answering your questions. To contact me during the show, go to Tech Today on Facebook, message me through there, or go to email goodmorning@huntingchamberradio.com. The phone number in the studio, 908-237-0410, and to contact me outside the show, my website of my company is BluePantherBIZ.com. There's a whole story behind all of that. It just wasn't made up. Well, welcome to another edition of Tech Today. I am very sorry I missed my appointment with you last week. Woke up very ill last Tuesday, and one of those rare occurrences where I just barely could get out of bed. I'm better now. It was just one of those weird things. Just had a crazy headache, and that continued to make you more and more ill as I went along. Anyway, we're good now, and we got plenty of things to catch up with you on. As always, we scour the news and technology news to get you information about what is happening in the world of technology, and I try and give you some information about how that applies to us, whether it's going to affect us monetarily or affect our life. And sometimes I just give you, this is a bunch of hogwash and don't bother. TechCrunch talks about Spotify. That's a big announcement, by the way, that's coming, I believe, today. So I don't know if that's all part of this particular announcement, but let's find out. Spotify beefs up its free tier as Apple Music gains traction. TechCrunch wrote this article. And he says, today at the Gramercy Theater in New York City, Spotify's chief R&D officer, Gustav Soderstrom, announced a brand new free version of the Spotify mobile app. By leveraging their investment in machine learning, Spotify's new free tier recommends music to users on the fly. That said, the free tier has always limited users to shuffle. With the new version, users can listen on demand to whatever song they want as many times as they want, as long as those songs appear on one of the 15 personalized Discovery playlists like Daily Mix, Discovery Weekly, Release Radar, or Today's Top Hits. In total, that's around 750 tracks, greater than 40 hours of music, that Spotify is serving up to users for on-demand listening. Spotify will also make recommendations in the free mobile version based on existing user-made playlists, from the songs on those playlists to the name of the playlist itself. The company is calling this, quote, assisted playlisting, unquote, which essentially means that each time you search for a song to add to a playlist, Spotify will make a recommendation similar to it as well. Finally, Spotify has built in a low data mode that cuts data consumption by up to 75%. In the past, Spotify didn't allow offline listening for free, meaning that users were somewhat tethered to Wi-Fi if they needed to conserve data. With the new data consumption system, which streams music via 3G, users can actually listen to much more music with wireless data. In 2014, Spotify introduced its free tier to mobile, letting users listen to their playlists on shuffle with ads. It was a huge part of Spotify's free tier growth. In fact, today Spotify has 90 million users on free tier, and many of those convert to paid users. The company now has 70 million paid subscribers. The company has focused heavily on mobile since 2014, especially where it is concerned, the premium mobile player. Spotify is built upon three tiers: ubiquity, personalization, and freemium. Soderstrom explains that Spotify thinks of itself as the broadcast radio of the 90s, where discovery of great music was supported by ads and drove people to the record stores. Spotify's free tier represents broadcast radio for Spotify and is a critical piece of Spotify's overall strategy as paid services like Apple Music continue to grow. So, yeah, it does appear that way, doesn't it? If they're going to only allow you to listen to 750 tracks and they're trying to drive that as free, well, then that's pretty much what a top 40 radio station used to do. You would listen to the top 40 tracks or even a little bit more expanded than that. And that's what drove your listening pleasure. Now, if you're going to do it free, that's the way it works. They've got some deal with whoever they're supplying that music with, and they're interested in driving the sales there. So they get the money from the top 40 folks to change your taste. If you don't want them to pay for you what you need to listen to, then you need to pay Spotify to do that. Of course, you could do it a different way. You could simply download your own music and put it on your mobile device and listen that way in a shuffle format, and every song that comes on happens to be commercial-free and one you love. And if you have enough of them, chances are you're not going to hear anything new or repeated in a very long period of time, because that's what I do. So give it a shot. I don't know. I'm not a big fan of of subscription music services. I think it's a waste of time, money, and data. But for some people that love to have that dictated to them, it seems to scratch an itch. And Spotify seems to be finding that itch to scratch. We are at our first break. You're listening to Tech Today. And we're on HuntingChamberRadio.com, the voice of business, WHCRDB. We'll be right back in just a little bit.
Struggling to find the right person to stay in a critical role in your company? Trying to attract and retain millennials? Regional Personnel is your staffing solution. Located in Lebanon, New Jersey, Regional Personnel is an ASA-certified, privately held staffing and recruiting firm providing you with everything from temporary to permanent employees. As ASA-certified professionals, we employ the latest tools and techniques to find, screen, and present to you the best talent that fits your needs. The result? Access to top talent in the shortest time with the lowest chance of turnover. We guarantee it. So call Regional today at 908-534-8113 or visit us on the web at regionalpersonnel.com.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, WHCR-DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Tech Today. We're on WHCR-DB, HuntingChamberRadio.com. Man, it's gotten to the point where need it now. I need to coin that. Need it now. Need it now. NIN, an acronym, is driving us to the brink. Amazon is fulfilling that need it now. Amazon can deliver packages to the inside of your car. Key in car saves you from driving home to get your package. Engadget is the source of this article. And it says that Amazon's keys in home service is all well and good, assuming you trust it in the first place. But there's an obvious caveat. You have to go home to get your package. Now you might not even need to do that. Amazon has launched a key-in-car service that, as you can guess, lets couriers deliver packages to the trunk of your vehicle, as long as it's in a publicly accessible parking space. You'll need a 2015 or newer GM-made or Volvo car with an internet-savvy account OnStar or Volvo on call. But after that, it's a relatively seamless. The delivery driver requests access to your car, and you'll be notification when the package has been dropped off and your car is relocked. Crucially, the driver never gets a special code or key, so that won't have access to your vehicle beyond a given delivery. Amazon also checks that the driver is in the right location and carrying the right package. You shouldn't have to worry about a malicious driver using this as an excuse to swipe your ride. The service is live for Prime subscribers in 37 cities around the U.S. and doesn't carry an extra charge. As with existing options like Key and Prime Now, Amazon isn't shy about its strategy here. It wants to be the fastest and most convenient option for your orders, particularly when you can't be home. And there's plenty of competition pressure to do this. Walmart has been speeding up its own delivery process, and it won't be surprising if in-car deliveries quickly become more than a novelty. I'm speechless, to be honest with you. I think it's quite an engaging idea. Most of the time, we are want to get a package to us, and we need to, we can't get it. We're getting it at home because that's the most convenient place to have it delivered. But and sometimes I have stuff delivered to my business because I know I might be there. But if you happen to be around a lot, not really at one particular location, that's the key to me. It doesn't explain how long term you have to be to get it in your car. The other thing you have to think about is perishables, not necessarily food per se, but your car does get very hot. So I wouldn't think of putting anything plastic or technology ridden in there during the summer months or in the very cold months. So you have to think about that too. But nonetheless, it's a unique idea. Whether it will stick or not, I don't know. But quite an idea nonetheless. Now, another thing that's foraging into our world is these personal speakers, Alexa and the Apple speakers and everything. And Alexa wants to help you with something new in your house. How Alexa can help you clean your house. Don't cleaning get you down? Your favorite home assistant can help you. This is on CNET.com, published on the 24th by Alina Bradford. And it says that cleaning, quite honestly, sucks. We all know it. You can keep your smart home much cleaner and organized with Alexa's help, though. Here are some ways to make cleaning tasks less laborious using your Echo. If things seem to pile up because you forget to clean on a regular basis, your robot friend has your back. Download the Cleaning Buddy skill to Alexa. And then say, Alexa, start Cleaning Buddy. And you'll be guided through ways to add cleaning tasks and set them up on schedule that works for you. Can't get down your cleaning list because you're out of supplies? Nix the excuses and let Alexa order cleaning supplies from Amazon when you need them. To set up auto purchasing, follow these steps. Log into your Amazon account, go to the menu and choose settings. Select accounts and click on voice purchasing. Toggle the voice purchasing option on and then choose a 4-digit code and type it into the space provided. Select save changes and go to view purchase payment settings and enable one-click payment. From now on, ordering supplies is as easy as a command. To order something, say, Alexa, order product brand name from Amazon, and Alexa will ask you for the 4-digit code to confirm your purchase, so make sure you remember it. How about automatic vacuuming? If you hate vacuuming, then fully automating the process makes sense. There are plenty of robot vacuums on the market and can automatically keep your rooms clean for you. Here is our list of the best robot vacuums for 2018 to help you decide. If just pushing a button to get your robot vacuum moving sounds like too much, you can also command units like Neato and Roomba to your Alexa. Then you can control it with simple voice commands. Just say, Alexa, ask Neato to start cleaning, for example. Some other Alexa commands for Roomba and Neato are, Alexa, ask Roomba to schedule cleaning. Ask Neato to tell me my robot's battery level. Ask Roomba to go home. Ask Neato to start cleaning. Ask Roomba to, well, my Roomba clean. Ask Neato to pause cleaning. Ask Roomba where it is. Ask Neato to return to base. Ask Roomba to stop cleaning. How about laundry? Laundry seems like a never-ending process, but there are two ways Alexa can help. For example, use the voice-activated laundry service, Laundrap, to do your dry cleaning and laundry automatically. Just say, Alexa, ask Laundrap to collect my clothes on Friday. To book a driver to pick up your dirty clothing when your clothes are clean, the service delivers them back to your home. Laundrap is only available to around 100 cities in the U.S., so be sure to check the website to see if yours is one of them. If you'd rather save money by doing your laundry yourself, Alexa can still give you a helping hand. Install the Good Housekeeping or Stains Be Gone skill to give your advice on how to remove tough stains from your clothing. Have we just given up on thinking? I mean, I love the fact that it helps you. It talks you into the schedule. That I think is kind of cool. But we've given up on thinking, apparently. So we need somebody to help us with this, and we simply don't have any critical thinking. We don't decide whether what we're being receiving as information is the best choice for us. We're just going to accept whatever Alexa thinks is the right thing. And if you for once think that it's objective, then you're kidding yourself, because there is a motivation behind what they suggest. So we're turning ourselves into robots, unfortunately, and that is unfortunate. It is 10:27, and I think what we're going to do is we're going to break for news, and we'll be back in just a few minutes. You are listening to the Tech Today Show, and we're on HuntingChamberRadio.com, the voice of business. Stay tuned for the news right after this.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The path for the president's choice to head the State Department getting smoother as the Senate Foreign Relations panel yesterday voted to recommend Mike Pompeo for confirmation by the full Senate. And a Senate Republican who'd been on the fence about Pompeo, Rand Paul, now says he'll support Pompeo's confirmation.
But I do take him at his word that he does and has incorporated the idea that the Iraq war was a mistake. And I think that is a step forward, particularly for our side, to have anybody say that.
A vote on whether to confirm the current CIA chief to be the top diplomat is expected later this week. That's the sound earlier this hour as the French president and his wife arrived at the White House. President Trump and the visiting leader will hold meetings today. The White House hosting a state dinner tonight. And this is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alaroots. It doesn't take much for grocery store shelves to go from fully stocked to completely bare. Please don't wait for an emergency to happen to become a victim of chaos and a government that cannot provide. Make sure you have an adequate food storage supply and use My Patriot Supply. These are great folks I've started working with. They've helped me plan for an emergency. I'm here to tell you it doesn't have to be difficult. In fact, with this first step, you can make any crisis seem like an inconvenience. get each person in your household a two-week emergency food kit from My Patriot Supply. They're only $67. That's it. $67 for 2 weeks of food that lasts up to 25 years. Call now, 888-524-6540, or use the special website, preparewithwayne.com. Preparewithwayne.com. Do it today and prepare so you can feed your family when a crisis strikes. 888-524-6540. 888-524-6540 or preparewithwayne.com.
We told you moments ago a Senate panel has advanced the nomination of Mike Pompeo to be Secretary of State. Another Senate panel is pushing back a confirmation hearing for the president's nominee as Secretary of Veterans Affairs. Reports are lawmakers remain uneasy about Ronnie Jackson's lack of management experience, and there may be new concerns about his time leading the White House medical office. A deadly vehicle attack north of the border as a van mows down dozens of pedestrians on a sunny sidewalk in Toronto, Canada, Monday afternoon.
We have 10 people that have succumbed to their injuries, and we have 15 that are in various hospitals across the city.
That's Police Chief Mark Saunders, who identifies the suspect as 25-year-old Alec Manassian of Richmond Hill, a town just north of Toronto. Saunders and Canadian government officials say terrorism is not suspected, but rather mental illness is. Manassian's to make his first court appearance later today. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
A big shakeup at United Airlines. CEO Oscar Munoz is cutting his pay for 2017 by more than 50%, and the chairman of United's parent company is stepping aside. Munoz telling the airline's employees yesterday he suggested the company's compensation not pay him a bonus for last year. NASA has a new administrator in former Congressman Jim Bridenstine, who was sworn in by Vice President Mike Pence yesterday afternoon at NASA's Washington headquarters.
We lead, we discover, we pioneer, and we inspire. I look forward to our journey together.
Bridenstine, a former Navy pilot, he squeezed through the confirmation process on a 50-49 party line Senate vote last week, 7 months after he was nominated. Arizona Senator John McCain's wife says the 81-year-old Republican is out of a hospital. Cindy McCain tweeting yesterday that they are both back home in the mountains north of Phoenix. The six-term senator was recovering from surgery for an intestinal infection that is, at the Mayo Clinic. McCain had been in Arizona since December while being treated for brain cancer. And the Washington Caps are into the second round of the Stanley Cup playoffs, while the Boston Bruins and Toronto Maple Leafs are headed to a deciding Game 7. You can find us online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Back to Tech Today. We're on HuntingChamber.com, the voice of business, tech business. And I have plenty of other things to go over with you. There's just a slew of tech information out here. It's almost by nature now that when you go to a browser, depending on the browser you use, you're going to be subjected to the search engine that's connected with that. If you go to Microsoft Edge or Microsoft Explorer, if you don't change it, you're going to use Bing. If you go to Chrome, you're going to use Google. But there are other ones out there, folks. There's one called DuckDuckGo, and it's the private search engine that wants to take on Google. This is published in Yahoo.com. And the author is Matthew Field from The Telegraph, published yesterday. It says, after Years of giving data up, laissez-faire, more people are realizing the web has many, nearly every aspect of their lives viable to advertisers and tech companies in ways they hadn't imagined. The Cambridge Analytica scandal showed how tech giants have come to flaunt user privacy, as the political research company used tools provided by Facebook to obtain data on millions of users from app developer. It's not just Facebook. Search giant Google holds millions of points of data on every user, far more than the amount of data the average Facebook user has given up, from your daily movements to your phone history. But one internet search engine believes things could be different, according to Gabriel Weinberg, founder of the alternative search engine DuckDuckGo. Getting privacy on the web should be as easy as closing the blinds. This year will mark 10 years since the plucky private search engine designed to rival Google, but with a focus on private browsing, first made its way onto the hacker forums and Reddit. It has survived despite its tiny size, and it's a profitable business, showing you don't need to track users to all corners of the internet to be a successful online outfit. DuckDuckGo operates in a similar manner to Google Search, but users can search the web without being tracked. On DuckDuckGo, adverts can't follow you around the web. It doesn't track users, and its browser is private. It provides advertising simply based on keyword searches. Users can easily delete their history instantly, while it has recently added options to its browser to protect data when users visit other websites. The search experience itself is similar to Google, with images and new searches. DuckDuckGo also recently launched an app version of the service, which features its trademark duck logo and fire button at the top, which can be tapped to burn all search history. DuckDuckGo launched in 2008, conceived as a sole project by Massachusetts Institute of Technology graduate Gabriel Weinberg. Then 27, Weinberg's project began as a server rack in his basement as a small way to challenge the search hegemony of Google. But by mid-2008, Google was already all-conquering in the search market, and rivals like Yahoo and Bing had fallen away. DuckDuckGo now processes 25 million searches each day and ran close to 6 billion searches last year. It is small but profitable, having only hired its first employee in 2011, and now its team of 50-odd staff, most of them home workers scattered across the globe, manage the website and app compared to Google's 88,000 employees. The principle is to raise the standard of trust online, says Weinberg, a 38-year-old from Atlanta, who now runs DuckDuckGo from a small office in his tiny town of Powley, Pennsylvania, thousands of miles from Silicon Valley. We wanted to show we could make a real alternative to Google that Main Street people would switch to. While it started as a search engine, DuckDuckGo now has apps for Android and iPhone. It also can be used to rate websites from A to F on how much data they attempt to skim from the user. Weinberg is expecting to jump from the outgoing privacy scandal surrounding Facebook, but he believes that it's just the start of a renewed focus on privacy. Facebook is going to do this investigation, and I fully expect to find many other breaches than Cambridge Analytica. We recently surveyed the number of users trying to improve their privacy in the U.S. after the Facebook scandal, and the group has expanded to 15 persons. When there is a media scrutiny on these issues, people want to protect themselves. Mr. Weinberg moved to Paoli with his wife shortly before he conceived of DuckDuckGo. The name apparently has no hidden meaning other than being inspired by the children's game Duck Duck Goose. Really, it just popped in my head one day and I just liked it, Mr. Weinberg wrote on the online forum. While Facebook is one of the biggest trackers on the web, the real rival, DuckDuckGo, is Google. Google tracks us even more across the web, Mr. Weinberg says. They have crazy amounts of your history. Google's executives so far seem to have escaped the data scandal unscathed. While Mr. Zuckerberg has dragged before senators to take a hit, Google has quietly hidden the fact almost any data you give it is stored. From your movements to your search queries, users who downloaded their Google data would meet with several gigabytes of data. Of course, DuckDuckGo is a minnow among those names. Privacy is core principle. Does making money matter, Mr. Weinberg? What you are doing is showcasing that can be profitable privacy company, he says, although DuckDuckGo declined to give revenue figures. Meanwhile, Facebook has stressed repeatedly that without access to user data, its service could not remain free. The company's chief operating officer, Sheryl Sandberg, said earlier this week, month, our service depends on your data. We don't have an opt-out at the highest level. That would be a paid product. But Weinberg disagrees. With Facebook, there is the straw man argument that you can only make money if you track people to the ends of the earth, he says. Facebook could still be a hyper-profitable business without this tracking or without combining it without information from off Facebook or continuing tracking you when you had logged out. DuckDuckGo is not immune from the wider problems of the Internet. It has had to take down a number of fake cryptocurrency adverts itself, much like other web companies. DuckDuckGo's growth can be seen as part of a growing trend towards privacy-focused apps. WhatsApp, the messaging app owned by Facebook, uses end-to-end encryption and is hugely popular with 1.5 billion users. But other independent apps are benefiting. Weinberg himself uses Signal, which can be used to link up to users' text messages to send encrypted messages, encrypted work sharing app, Resilio, and virtual private network apps. The regulatory mood is also changing to favor of privacy. With the introduction of general data protection regulations in the European Union and UK, companies will have to be more responsible with how they collect and store data for face fines. Margrethe Vestager, the EU Data Commissioner and nemesis of Google, is a keen DuckDuckGo user. Weinberg thinks it is a positive step, although enforcement and education will be key. It won't change a lot of these structural issues around the Facebook-Google duopoly, or how much data they are able to take from those people. I don't think people are consent fully in an informed way. I'm stopping right there. I agree. We kind of feel when we log on to these apps, we really have no choice. If you want to participate, you have to play by their rules. And that's why programs and apps like this are going to challenge that, but they have to grow and, of course, be profitable. Getting back to the article, it says, when Mark Zuckerberg appeared before Congress last week to own up to the company's failings, many felt it would be the young billionaire's undoing. Yet, for now, the chief executive seems to have weathered the media storm, bowed but unbroken. The real signs of change will be the shifts in user behavior. Mr. Zuckerberg said there have been little meaningful impact of users deleting Facebook or amending privacy settings. That said, Weinberg feels the scandal could be different. What this story did, unlike many others, it felt like harm and it felt like a manipulation. Millions more people have felt it. DuckDuckGo is a tiny fraction of web traffic, but its small successes suggest that it is a market for keeping people who want to keep their data to themselves, and for the time being, it seems that market is only growing. And then it gives a couple of these other apps for your consideration. Signal, launched in 2014, is an app for iPhone or Android that links up a user's phone number to send encrypted texts and voice calls to other users. It is used by NSA whistleblower Edward Snowden. Proton Mail, founded by former CERN researchers. Proton is an encrypted email service based on Switzerland. The email service doesn't require any personal information to create an account, and all emails are automatically end-to-end encrypted. Mastodon, a microblogging site similar to Twitter. Mastodon is a social networking site. However, it is decentralized and no one corporation controls the service. Users communicate by sending toots rather than tweets. And Telegram, founded by Russian entrepreneur Pavel Durov. Telegram is a messaging app where you can enable end-to-end encryption for messages and calls and send self-deleting messages. it was recently banned in Russia. Technology Intelligence Newsletter Promo, EOA. So there you go. You got some options. Why don't you check them out? I certainly am, and see if they are going to enhance your life or at least reduce your footprint out there. I know for email and messaging, that's a piece of cake. So we'll see what goes on there. All right. We're going to take another break, and I'll be back with my final segment of Tech Today on HuntingChamber.com, the voice of business.
Biggest decisions in your lifetime is buying or selling a house. Choosing a realtor with strong client communication, technology, and marketing skills will dramatically improve your chance of success. That's why Hunterdon and Somerset's residents rely on Joe Peters. Joe believes his clients deserve a smooth and seamless experience, not a roller coaster ride. As a Coldwell Banker sales associate with 20 years of experience, he's helped hundreds of people to achieve their goals and dreams, no matter where they were in the buying or selling process. Joe accomplishes this by approaching every transaction from a business perspective. Initially, he